I have a friend, he's disabled. He, you know, is in a wheelchair. He is trying to get work, but the problem is once he makes over $230 a month, he not only loses
benefits he's getting.
He loses his benefits. Now he's diabetic. He's, you know, in a wheelchair. He has tons of physical issues, and if he loses his medical benefits, he will probably die within a year. So he has really no incentive to get out into the workforce because he's actually de-incentivized. So,
but does he have the incentive to find the programs that can help him?
But there aren't. But they're becoming flimsy, aren't they? But they do, but they don't, and that's the problem with it. And the thing is, when you join a party, if you whether it's Democratic or Republican, the trip is, underneath that, you're going to become a part of the robot machine yourself because you're going to be a player, okay?
But if you don't become one of the two.
If you can have all the ideas and wonder and the good things.
Well, they're not
going
to vote you in, Diva. They're not going to vote you in to the party.
What are you saying?
Well, let me tell you something.
You're not going along with it, right?
You know, I've read for some pretty high ups, okay?
No, you see what I'm saying? I'm not saying you personally. I'm saying if you don't play the game with one of the other parties, you're not going to rise up in the party
anyway.
Rise up.
Last fall, we elected a whole bunch of people who are trying to stick up for what they said.
Yeah.
And they're giving their own party bosses a headache.
We'll see.
Well,
Bonehead, you know, is just furious because some of these new Republicans are refusing to go along with the old style politics.
Yeah. Right. But what they are doing is they're actually playing old style politics under a new name because they are
stopping the machine.
They're stopping the machine and they're doing it in a very destructive way. Unfortunately, they're not negotiating at all. And, you know, yes, government is making sausage, but you know, there's good sausage and there's bad sausage. And right now they're just clogging up the works.
Well, that's what politics has been about. The compromise,
that
finding
sounds like
the balance.
It's straight from President Obama's mouth. Because they are not clogging up the works.
They are
the
too.
New Republicans,
Well, here's what's happening, JP.
They're turning off.
They're turning, yes. Clogging up the
works. They're just saying, stop spending so much money. What is wrong with that?
Once the works are jammed up and messed up, it's a good thing to do that, but it still isn't getting it back to the good works.
But the key is they have been saying that, and as a profiler and intuitive, investigative life,
right?
I have watched the consistency of the pattern. They flap their mouths every campaign. I don't care who they are. They're going to get jobs. We're going to get this and that. It's never changed. How long does it take, have they been saying about, Social Security or for the elderly, all of these programs? It's they're flapping their mouths. It's paper coming out.
And if they're flapping their mouth, they say they're lying now.
Jobs don't come from the government. If you're expecting them to, then that's why you're disappointed.
No, I'm saying that the robots, the people that are running for candidacy, for the position, if you really listen to them and go back in the tapes, back to Clinton and Eisenhower and Reagan, you know, all of our presidents, they're saying the same thing. Oh, we're going to get the economy going and we're going to take care of you.
So, Diva, but you've never really liked any of the presidents?
No, I do. I did.
Which ones?
Well, I liked
Kennedy.
Listen, no, well.
He was cute.
I did like Kennedy.
Me too.
I did, you know, for a lot of reasons because of the change that went on as far as with humanity, with people in the days when the riots, when their color incidents, there was a lot that went on that he didn't do so good, but he did do good. But I used to think Reagan was great. I personally, Nixon did a lot on a lot of levels. Okay.
Yeesh. Well, yeah. There's good.
Holy mackerel.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Nixon did. I mean, he went to China.
That was not a good thing, was it?
No, actually, no. Well,
Hey.
We're going to get off into a whole different issue now.
Nobody cares about all our opinions on this. The point is that things are changing, and there's always good in all the presidents. There's bad. Things are changing.
That's what I'm saying.
So now they're changing. They're changing again.
Each one of them had something good.
Who looks good to you, Isaiah? For right now,
unfortunately, nobody. Yeah. I have not.
Herman Cain. Just say it. I know you love him. Just say the words.
I'm with you, Isaiah.
You know, like right now, unfortunately, I see more of the same. I see people that are being very divisive. I was very hopeful for Obama. He let me down. You know, I agree that we need accountability.
Wait a minute. How did he let you down?
He let me down because I thought he was actually going to hold people accountable. I thought he was going to hold, you know, try to get to the truth of what, you know, of Iraq.
But don't you think that this is what happens? Haven't we seen this over and over and over again? You stand out for change and all these things you're going to do. And then when you get in there, the machine is jammed up and you can't get a dang thing done.
And even when he had control of both houses, you know, and that is what flabbergasted me is you have control of, you have one party that's in control of both houses and yet you still can't get anything done.
Why do you think that was true? Is it because he's black?
No, actually,
I can ask the question.
You can't even
I didn't
ask.
Actually, say I feel it. I want to know what Isaiah thinks.
You know, I think him getting elected and the fact that he's black helped us more internationally than anything else. Yeah. I mean, it really, at that moment, we had more credibility internationally than we have had since George Bush the first.
The first.
You know, the first. I mean, that he's the reason why I'm a Republican. I love. You know, George W.
Such a mellow disposition.
Well, and he...
Fatherly.
He realized that you can't go it alone. He was a man of the world. He really worked with the international community to try to make good and real change across the world. And unfortunately, when you get countries that are focusing so much on just themselves, you can't, not in this economy. Not in the way that information flows.
But this is happening now. This is the way it is now. Yeah. Libya, Yemen, I mean, all of the countries, Iran, Iraq, United States of America.
Yeah. But Isaiah, what you said about the Daddy Bush. I voted for Daddy Bush. Okay. I traveled to many countries. And what's scary about the son is that I literally was afraid on an airplane, praying to God nobody saw my American passport. Now that is a scary thing. And I was in Canada in a grocery store, and my French friend said to me, oh, my friend is from the States and blah, blah, blah. And he looked at me, he goes, oh, you Bush? And I heard that all over the world.
Well, now,
that's
I got
scary.
A...
You know,
I was in Sweden when, Baby Bush, when he was running, and I was in Sweden. Everyone knew that if he got elected, we were going to Iraq. It wasn't a question, and that's in Sweden. You know, there was no question. They were just, you know, looking for an excuse. And this is from people that wanted America to go into Iraq and people who didn't want. Like, everybody knew. They're like, yeah, you know, we're going to get to see more.
He's a bulldog.
He's a bulldog. We're going to see more bombs on television. I mean, that's unfortunately what one of my friends was saying.
And now with Obama, we're seeing more speeches.
But, you know, the thing is...
and they're not even good anymore.
But with Baby Bush, you know, seriously, I mean, I did his chart. And he had a lot of good... He had a good compassionate heart, and people misjudged him on a lot of levels. Okay, but also we have to remember something: a president is not what's really doing it. He's more of a figure.
Right.
Okay, it's the inner machine.
It's his staff
and the greed.
Hey, what do they say? You're only as good as the people around you.
True.
Right.
Like
so.
Us.
And so we got a great room right here.
And I'm liking
I'm happy with the room right now.
I know you're not, JP. He's sitting over there going,
he's getting nervous.
We're hearing a whole lot of stuff that's just...
Well, we're going to let you get back with your own opinion here.
That's his eight coming out in his birthday.
Common sense coming out.
Well, it is coming up, though. Common sense is coming up. You're with Broadview, and we'll be right back.
Well, 70, The Buzz.
Fall is here, and it's time to take care of yourself, and RenewMD is a great place to start. RenewMD is staffed by experts in custom skin refinement with the latest technology and equipment to improve your appearance. Go and experience why over 99% of RenewMD's customers rate their services and products as excellent. Board certified in plastic surgery and a leading authority on cosmetic surgery and skin, RenewMD Medical Director Dr. James Murphy welcomes you to the area's most complete medical spa facility. Whether you have wrinkles, blotchy, uneven skin tones, or sunspots, RenewMD offers complimentary consultations that can provide you with information on the products and services that can have you looking younger with more vibrant skin and a as little as a few weeks. The RenewMD staff of experts have primary and advanced certifications in Botox, Restylane, and other injectables. Call RenewMD today for your complimentary consultation. RenewMD, setting the gold standard for medical spas at affordable prices. Call 852-4500. Find your magic at Macy's Columbus Day Sale. Take an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards Card. Work your look with dresses and suits for her under $100. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance. Buy more, save more during our great shoe sale. Plus, designer luggage closeouts now 65% off. Macy's Columbus Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
1270 The Buzz, an equal opportunity employer, seeks the help of local community organizations in referring qualified job candidates to this station and distributing information about job vacancies. Interested community organizations that wish to receive job vacancy notification should contact our human resource manager at 829-1964. 829-1964. That's 829-1964. Extension 203. Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.